Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings and a whole meal welcome to Atletico Mints. I hope today finds you in good spirits and with some plausible optimism in your heart. Imagine if you will that you are visiting a vintage car museum. The smell of engine oil lingers in the air and you spot a 1960s Hillman Minx, similar to the one your grandfather drove when you were a child. You open up the passenger door and reach inside to stroke the old leather seats that you remember helping your granddad polish all those years ago.
Hey, yo! Shut that car door and leave, Lee! You look with your eyes, not your fucking hands! Unless you're an alien, and God knows I've had a few of them through here in my time!
It is, of course, my co-host, Mr. Andrew Dawson, the spherical one.
Oh, Mr. Bulbous, complexion like couscous. He has no features like one of Spielberg's creatures. So sickly, sickly, multi-titted and prickly. Goes to church on Sundays to nick the vicar's undies.
Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Robert. That was nice.
Oh, thank you.
That's true about the church thing as well. How did you know that?
It's obvious. So, listen up, you were a bit late for the podcast because you were feeding your nippers, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Obviously,
I told you that because that's just left me wide open, hasn't it?
Obviously, yeah. Firstly, I'd like to know what you fed them.
Spaghetti bolognese, actually.
Out of 10?
No. Prepared by myself. My own secret family recipe.
Do what you put in it, pep mints or just the cheapest mints you can get?
Brown mints.
Oh, you get the brown one, do you?
Just the brown mints, yeah.
And what's your
tomatoes.
Sauce? Tomatoes or tomato ketchup?
Tomatoes, yeah, and a bit of ketchup instead of instead of puree. A bit of Bisto gravy.
And do they get a pudding or are they just allowed like a sugar lump or something?
Yeah, basically that's it, yeah.
Come on, did they get a pudding?
No, there was no pudding.
No, that's nice for them, isn't it?
Well, I had to come and do this, didn't I? Hey, you know, I asked you about the eyebrow situation.
Yeah, I did ask you
What's
about
the
that.
Situation with nasal hair and ear hair?
Well, keeps on coming, gets tougher.
Right.
Yeah, unusual long ones right at the top of your earlobe that it's easy to miss. You
right.
need to stand with the light behind you. To do a full trimming. Funny enough, I've just done mine. I'm off fishing.
Right.
So I want it to look neat and tidy.
So how often do you do this then? Daily?
No, once a week. Once a right. week for the ears. Oh, I do yeah. it every day on my nose. I just pull them out with my fingers, don't you?
No, I've got a machine.
You've got a machine?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's the nose hair machine.
God,
it's got a little attachment and you stick it up your nose and it makes a noise and it gets hot. And I think it burns the hairs off.
I like this new gadget, like, because it makes a noise. Hey, Andrew, I wonder what? If you are interested. Steve and Casper, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, there'd be Steve McLaren and his snake Casper have been spending a lot of time at home together, you know, watching Poirot, Midsummer Murders, mm-hmm. making up fun songs about laughter and cuddly dreams and that.
Yeah.
But, of course, Andrew, like many other couples in isolation, there have been fallouts.
Right.
So I phoned up Wolf, right, at Infinity Rocket Plastics
right.
and asked him how I could spy on Steve in his home, yeah?
Yeah.
So I recorded the phone call. So it's like beep beep, beep, beep. And then he Wolf answered.
Infinity Rocket Plastics? Wolf speaking? Spyware? Malware? I don't care. I'll infect a browser anywhere.
All right, Wolf, how's it going?
Ow!
Ow!
All right, the Bobster? Smashy, no problems. Loving the bits. How can I help?
Well, Wolf, I need to get like a visual audio link into Steve McLaren's house. You know, I wondered if you could sort it, like...
Hey, have you tried the new Killzone on the PlayStation?
I've no idea what you're on about, Wolf. It's a computer game, I presume, yeah?
A game? A game? How dare you? What, like noughts and crosses or skittles? You can shoot lasses with skirts on in Killzone. You can't do that in cribbage, can you?
Well, yeah, I suppose not, but like shooting lasses with the skirts on isn't something I'm after doing, really.
Oh, I get you. I know where you're coming from. Good lad. You want to shoot them where the stalkers, yeah? Lovely stuff.
No, Wolf, I don't want to shoot anyone, like, fully dressed or otherwise.
What about if they were in a cage? What's not the like about that, Senor Mortimer?
Look, have you got any games like where you don't shoot anyone?
Oh, of course, yeah. Some games I knife the lasses, and sometimes I gas them up with a chemical grenade. Fucking awesome.
So, all right, Wolf, what do you reckon about Mr. Steve McLaren then?
Ah, no problem. Just give me an address and I'll crab onto his wireless network. Easy as just like shooting lasses in a barrel.
Cheers, Wolf.
Ow!
Ow! So, Wolf set me up for audio-visual, and first day it was active was pretty interesting, Andy, okay. Right? So Steve and Casper, his snake, were sat together on the sofa watching Poirot on the smart TV and sharing a fun and laughter chocolate bar. Mm-hmm. Steve says, "You know, Casper, we are so lucky to have each other in these difficult times. Truth is, these last few months have been some of the happiest in my life. Just you and me together in our cuddle bottle." Casper gave Steve a slightly, like, forced smile. "Casper, what's your favourite thing that we've done together during the nasty times? No, hold on, let me guess. Was it when we made the candy floss clouds and used them as pillows for our rom-com afternoon?" Casper shakes his head again. "Oh, was it when we slid down the stairs on the big tea tray with our Midsummer Murders t-shirts on?" Casper shakes his head. "Oh, was it when I wore my rainbow and unicorn onesie and we did the daft dance around the nougat display in the kitchen?" Casper shakes his head. "Oh, Casper, it's so hard to do guessy-guessy with you. You're such a tiddly on-pom-pom twister. Come on, give us a clue." And Casper slid off the sofa, opened the little drinks cabinet, slid his head into a carafe of Disaronno and starts lapping up the contents. "Oh, I've got it. I've got it, Casper. It's when you got drunk and had a little Tommy Todd on the Cluedo board." Casper nods his head in agreement and then gets stuck back into his Disaronno. Oh, just at that moment, there's a knock on the door, right? Steve answers, and there is stood Marcus Bielsa, holding his daft blue bucket.
Oh, hello there. Are you collecting money for children who've lost their cuddles and laughter buttons? Hold on. Oh, it's you, Mr. Bielsa, isn't it? The man who thinks all the time. Come in, we're watching Poirot. Or maybe you would like to sing a song with me and Casper about buttercups and fairy grottos.
Bielsa strides straight into the front room, plonks his blue bucket down and turns the telly over to a documentary about potatoes.
"Excuse me, Mr. Bielsa, but me and Casper were watching Poirot. Can you turn it back over, please?"
"Potatoes. Ah, life."
"No, I'm sorry, Mr. Bielsa. Either turn it off the potatoes and we'll have a nice chat, or turn it back to Poirot, thanking you very nicely and saying, let's just nip this in the bud."
"I am El Loco, the thinker. I am one of the legendary foreign cryptics. Watching awe as I think about potatoes."
"Don't be daft, Apis. Come on, give me that remote and stop being a fanny."
Steve walks over and grabs the remote, but Bielsa won't let go.
Give me the Blanca. This is my very nice house, not your very nice house.
Bielsa stands up and growls, and they grapple for the remote, but Bielsa is as strong as a scrap dealer resisting arrest.
Casper, do something. It's an 18 certificate home invasion situation, for tuppence sake.
Casper wraps his tail around a full bottle of Buckfast and whips it full stomp at Bielsa's head. It connects with his temple and Bielsa falls to the ground like a scrap dealer who's been hit on the head by a camshaft dropping off the magnetic crane.
Ha! Think about that, El Loco. Oh, Casper, thank you. You're my little tumbler of freshly squeezed happiness and laughter. Shall we dance around the daft blue bucket and sing some Supertramp?
Casper smiles and they sing and dance with so much joy and intensity. It's as if every monkey in the world has just shat a banana.
Dreamboat, you're just a little dreamboat. But can you put your hands in the air? Oh, no, of course not. You haven't got any.
Steve collapses onto the sofa in a fit of giggles and Casper takes another swig of Disaronno. That's where the the malware packed in, Andy. Interesting, isn't it?
I think you got enough, didn't you?
Yeah, not bad.
Very interesting. Have you got a quiz to do? Because I've got one if you haven't.
I'll take your quiz, thank you.
I'm afraid it's the old-fashioned style quiz that we used to do. It's just simply called Honk, Pop, Eyes. Oh, yeah. Boing, Pipe, Quack, Peanuts, Feathers. Give me just a little more time. Boing, honk.
It's a longy.
Robert,
yeah.
Craft supplies.
Craft supplies, okay.
Craft supplies, because a lot of people are doing arts and crafts these days, aren't they, instead of going out. Three things from the local craft supply online emporium.
Okay.
Again, price order, top to bottom to top, anywhere you want to do it.
Okay.
A packet of 108 googly eyes.
Right.
60 assorted colour pipe cleaners, 5 grams of yellow craft feathers. Googly eyes, pipe cleaners, craft feathers.
Feathers most expensive, then the googly eyes, then the pipe cleaners.
You've got that completely wrong.
Fuck.
Completely wrong. 60 assorted coloured pipe cleaners, £3. 108 googly eyes, £2.50. 5 grams of yellow craft feathers. That's just £1.70, Bob. That's just the way it goes.
You're not pleased, like, are you?
I'm over the moon.
I thought like the feathers would be more difficult to source, you know. Do you know
five
what I mean?
5 grams. I don't know if they're real feathers, though. You know, they might be like genetically modified feathers or something like that.
Yeah.
Like vegan feathers.
I wanted to sing a song for you. I've updated a song for you, Andrew.
Oh, have you? All right.
Yeah.
Which one is it then?
It's Come to Sunderland.
Oh, great. Okay.
Come to Sunderland. It's so much more than a shithole. Buy an electric fag. Collect dog dirt in your Tesco bag. Come to Sunderland. Watch the fighting at the retail park. Buy a leg of lamb. The 2-for-1 from the knockoff van. Race your moped round the housing estate. Hang a Johnny on the vicar's gate. Buy a tracksuit and some KFC. Use the bucket to collect your fleas. Oh mate, have you got any Ritalin for me kids? They've started fighting each other, they can't stem the floor. Come to Sunderland. Get a coconut haircut. Have a jade on the tip. Buy some bacon for your Alsatian. Come to Sunderland. Have a dump on the ring road. Set fire to a tyre. Lick the fat lads when they perspire. Chicken gravy and a packet of chips. A pint of blue drink and some Aldi crab sticks. Go to school and beat the teacher up. Don't call a plumber, just piss in a cup.
Listen, love, I don't want what's fucking Emmerdale. I've no real affinity to the agricultural world. I think I'll pop out the backyard and have a good tug on the vape. I'll try and cover the Todd Mountain with the paddling pool. Oh, fucking hell. Find a lass. Oh, fucked up.
Oh.
Did you like that?
Oh, you got any plans to visit Sunderland in the near future, Bob?
Oh, well, it's a friendly rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Littlewood, hey, welcome along to the first episode of my new podcast, Stuff and That. Each week I'll get together with a celebrity guest who I vaguely know and we talk about Stuff and That. My guest today is Bob Mulmer. Thanks for joining me, Bob Mulmer.
Hello, Tom. Nice to see you.
Let's talk about Stuff and That. First of all, onion rings. Are they an acceptable alternative to squid rings? Or even a superior option? What do you think, Bumbumba?
I think they're much better than squid rings, Tom. Good question.
You prefer onion rings to squid rings?
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the fence myself. I'm not sure. I've got an opinion about it. Let's move on. Next, Louis Theroux. Are his shows still worth watching? I don't know. What do you think, Bumbumba?
It's a good question. I mean, I have watched a few of them over this last few weeks, but I have tended towards the older ones.
Yeah.
You know.
I used to like it when they were funny, but these days it seems to be more and more about murderers and people who enjoy putting everyday objects up their bumholes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll never forget that one with the bloke in Thailand, Dom. You know, the one who was arranging the marriages.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was funny, wasn't it? No one was putting anything up their bumholes in that one. No, that was good. Anyway, we'll move on to another subject. Tattoos. Are they a genuine art form or are they just a bit childish?
Well, I'm on the childish side of things, really.
Have you got one?
No, I ain't got one, no.
Has your wife got one?
No.
Okay, we'll move on from that then.
I mean, my son's got one.
All right. I'm not really interested in that. That was not on my list of questions.
Okay.
I'm on the fence, personally. I don't mind either way. Finally, revenge. Is it a dish best served cold, Bob Mulmer? What do you think?
Oh, I've never understood that saying, Don. What does it mean?
Well, I'll tell you, because my first boss, I used to work in a car showroom, right? My first boss was very mean to me, and it really knocked my confidence. And quite often, I sit up at night thinking about going round his house and pissing in his petrol tank. I've never done it, but I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think I should?
What, piss in his petrol tank?
Yeah.
No, I think you should just let it go, Dom.
Yeah, I can't get past it.
Yeah, it's eating you up, innit, I can see.
Right. Well, that's it from Stuff and That with me, Dominic Littlewood. Hopefully there'll be another celebrity on next week.
Thanks, Dom.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for having us. Andrew, I were really lucky during lockdown and that, because I got hold of Infinity Rocket plastics again. It was right. Conker from there, got it for me. Got me an MP3 of Sean Dyche.
All right, okay.
He sent to all his players with advice about coping with the virus and that, yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty good all stuff, right. Makes a lot of sense, actually.
All right, are you going to play that now for us?
I'll do that now for you. The virus is a hoax. The government is a joke. The only thing that'll make you ill is eating pork not properly grilled.
The best advice that I can give is wash your hands in a sink of piss. Morning wine is best. If there's floating lumps, simp it through your vest. If you get infected, diet is the fix. Eat pie and chips with Donner meat and a melted two-bar Twix. Tofu and seeds will make it worse. Likewise, muesli, it's a fucking curse. If you wear a mask, I'll send you home. If you use a sanitizer, I'll despise you. I'm all a doctor you will need. A kick up the arse and a sassy of speed. And remember, boulders, tarmac, drainage, pie, road noise, shit. And that's the Burnley way.
And that's his advice.
Very good. It's not really working out for them, is it?
No, Burnley. Not at the moment. Not at the moment.
How's your team doing? I haven't been paying attention to the championship yet.
Couple of draws. Standard, you know.
Manager had the COVID for a while.
He's COVIDed up, yeah.
Has he got over that now?
Seems so, that's what they're saying.
Well, he seems like the sort of fella that would fight it off, Warnock.
What, with this, with that? Of course, he's the opposite of you when it comes to eyebrows. His have grown inwards so far, they've disappeared, haven't they?
They've disappeared completely, I know. Something to think about, isn't it?
Oh, Andy, we're now joined by Paul Scholes again, who's on a Zoom call. So, hiya, Paul.
Hello, Paul Scholes here. Hello.
Paul, there's been a lot of debate over VAR and the new handball rule over the weekend. So what's your take on it?
It's a joke. How do we know, right, these VAR decisions are even being made by humans? You've got to ask yourself, who's behind it all? Paul Scholes reckons there's an invisible algorithm controlling football these days, and it's been created by the faceless Illuminati.
Yeah, it's match officials, Paul, at Stockley Park. I've actually seen the footage of it.
Bollocks, mate. You know what happens when you Google Stockley Park? Note. Not that I actually use Google, because all your data gets passed on to Amazon, NASA and PC World.
All right, so what do you use instead of Google?
Paul Scholes uses his mind and his rights as a free man of the land.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused now, Paul.
Another thing, right, answer me this. How come it's impossible to fart when you're in an electric car?
I don't think that's true, is it, Paul?
No, it is, right? Gary Neville's got one. I've been in it and I've tried three or four times. Can't be done. What's going on there?
Well, have you ever tried in a hybrid?
No, I've never tried farting in a hybrid. Listen, mate, do you drink tap water?
Yes, I do usually, yeah.
Sheep, you might as well dig a hole in your garden and bury yourself in it because you're already dead. Look, only thing I drink is rainwater mixed with a drop of my own blood to neutralise the acid in it.
Yeah, this all sounds very unlikely, Paul, to be honest.
Yeah, you would say that. I'll tell you who's behind it all, though, right? It's that Infinity Rocket Plastics company.
Nah, no way, Paul. They're a good company, there.
No, listen, I was watching a show about them on YouTube this afternoon, right? And they're involved in loads of behind-the-scenes stuff with Russia and...
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, we've lost Paul, Andy, I think. Connection dropped or something.
That sounded quite interesting, some of that he was about to say there about Infinity Rocket Plastics.
You reckon? No,
I'd like to know more.
I'd rather they weren't looked into, to be honest with you, Andy. Maybe you can drop that from the podcast when you put it out.
Well, I don't know. I think the people need to know.
Gangs of the EPL. Well, Spurs documentary's just finished, but my good mate Wolf at the Rocket Plastics, he's hacked into the camera in the players' canteen, so I've got some new footage. It's quite powerful, Andy, so I'll play it, shall I? The footage starts with Debbie Alley joining Harry, Winksy, Hugo Lloris and Eric Dyer at the table. Harry's the first one to speak.
Right, listen up, guys, and listen very carefully. I don't mind informing you that I am in a right fluffery buffery. I've just come from the gaffer's office where he watches his telly, and he's told me something that is both upsetting, worrisome and highly disconcerting. Debbie speaks. Come on, Harry, spill the beans. How exciting? Excuse me, Debbie. It's not exciting at all. Did you not hear me say that it's fluffing my buffers and caused me disquiet? Now is not the time for frippery and jest.
Hugo Laris pipes up. Oh, come on, Harry. You're teasing us like a beautiful mademoiselle bending down low in a deep-cut blouse.
Winksy. Madam's not well. Is that your wife, Hugo? Has she got the virals? Look what you've started now, Hugo. Winksy has held on to the wrong end of the stick and he's using it to stir up befuddlement and confusion. I expect better behaviour from my vice-captain. You should be a voice of reason instead of throwing low-cut ladies' blouses on the table.
I was just trying to move things on to contribute to, to the tension.
Well, you didn't, and now I'm beginning to feel frustrated and resentful, which I hate. My shirt, says Debbie, is actually unisex, if that helps things or contributes to us achieving progress. No, it doesn't, Debbie, thank you, but that was a very nice use of the word contributes.
Debbie.
Thank you, boss.
Eric. Creep.
What did you say, Eric? No, don't even tell me. I haven't got the time. Now, please can I inform you of what the gaffer said?
Excuse me, I'm actually upset and resentful myself now, boss.
Oh, Christ, then a fun kite. What is it, Hugo?
Well, you just congratulated Debbie on his use of the word contribute. But when I used the word just seconds before, I got nothing. What's that even about?
That's not true, Hugo. You said contribute and Debbie said contributes. You know fine well that Debbie is trying to learn his plurals, so I'm trying to encourage him. Who do you think I am, Boots McCruel? I don't think so. Right, so the gaffer has just informed me that...
Winksy interrupts.
Does Debbie have to put his blouse on the table? Just I heard some mention of that being a thing earlier. Right, that's it, forget it. I'm not telling you now. You can all read about it in the national press and online when the story breaks.
I didn't do anything, says Eric.
Yes, you did. You called Debbie a creep, which is very disrespectful. We all know he's a bit creepy, but he's trying very hard to mend his ways.
Debbie, word. They sit in silence for a while, eating Winksy's foam shrimps, right? Then Debbie begins to cry.
The gaffer's going to sell me to West Ham or Leicester, isn't he? Do you feel me? Yeah, if the chairman can squeeze them for a dud. But that's not the news that he told me. It's far more worse than that. This is bad news with a block of cheddar on top and a horse brass round its shoulders. What could be worse than me being sold? Shit, what if it's Southampton?
Hugo Laris, I tell you what would be worse. A beautiful woman in your arms, but her breath smells of horse vapours. That would be worse.
It's worst thing of any, all, of every, anything. Listen, Gareth Bale is coming to Tottenham.
Debbie.
Oh, that's it. I'm out of me arse then, shit. What if it's Burnley?
Winksy.
Don't worry, Debbie. I'll come to West Brom with you. I must be next on the heave-ho machine, innit?
Debbie.
West Brom! Harry, you have got to do something. You have got to save us.
And I will do that. It's simple. Listen to my words and listen to them with great attention to detail and the meaning of them.
Don't pass to Bale. Have you got it? If so, repeat it.
And they all say, don't pass to Bale. Eric, Doncaster fail. Harry, we can... Harry gives his final motivational line.
We're going to fucking do this, come on.
Hey, on the plus side, says Hugo, he's very beautiful, almost ladylike from behind. Gangs of EPL, Andy.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I hope Debbie Alley manages to get his plurals right. Because he's been working hard, hasn't he? What happens if he goes? What's going to happen to the gang?
I know.
Without Debbie Alley, can you imagine it?
Well,
I mean... It's bad, isn't it?
It's like... It's I mean, Marino did spot him as a bit of a, maybe what would you say he was? He didn't see, you know, when he said in that, he said Eric Dyer's a warrior, Sissoko's a warrior. You could sense like that maybe Debbie isn't like a warrior.
Not a warrior, a warrior.
Yeah, and he is now. He don't fancy going to Burnley, does he?
We've had a request from one of our Club Parsnip subscribers, from Mark Lawrence, that they were top 10.
All right.
And they've asked for the top... I forgot the name of the person who asked, actually. I'm really sorry about that, but they wanted Mark to do his top 10 dance crazes.
Oh, did he do that for you?
He did, yeah. It's nice an MP3 one. That he sent over, yeah. I'm Mark Lawrence, and these are my top 10 dance crazes. Number 10, the grizzly bear. Number 9, the monster mash. Number 8, the time warp. Number 7, the Edward Bennett. Of course, that was banned in 1956. Number 6, the Lambeth walk. Number 5, the Tutti Frutti. Number 4, the currency exchange. Number 3, the labour exchange. Number 2, the diddle me Tuesday. And my number one favourite dance craze, which me and Barbara like to partake upon on our parquet flooring, the nose hair situation. Thank you very much. There we are.
Did he get the idea a bit wrong? Were there dancers?
They're all dancers, yeah, you can Google them all.
You're kidding up?
No, they are, all of them.
Oh, well, he's quite an expert then, eh? Maybe we'll see him on Strictly.
He's a...
I miss him on telly.
Well-educated man, isn't he? Yeah. Lawrenson.
My favourite newer pundits for the season is I like Micah Richards.
Oh, I love Micah Richards.
Good, isn't
he? Brilliant, isn't he? Yeah, he's really good. He speaks from the heart.
Speaks from the heart.
That's what I like.
And that's all you can ask of people, isn't it?
Who else is good? I like Clinton Morrison. He's good as well.
I haven't spotted him.
He's doing bits all over the place as well. He's good, yeah. Anything you've been watching on the telly you want to recommend?
Oh, let me think. I watched a lovely series on Netflix, which is the Australian version of The Undateables. I think it's called Autism. Oh, it's dead easy to spot. Really, really, really heartwarming, you know.
I've been watching The Movies on Sky Documentaries, which is like the history of the movies.
Yeah.
And it makes you realise how great movies are.
Yeah, you like
I like that. I like that series. And I watched, I finally got around to watching The Last Dance, which is the thing about, I forgot the name of the player now. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. Yeah. And what else? I started watching Better Call Saul.
Oh, I hope you enjoy it.
Upon your recommendation, I'm about on series 3, I think.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
It's really good, yeah.
You enjoying it?
I'm loving it, yeah.
What do you think of his brother?
Well, I like him in Spinal Tap.
That's all you said. Thank you, Andrew.
That's
Andrew.
All I've got to say. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening, everyone. See you next time.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.